Great to be back here in Western New York with this incredible announcement over a $400 million investment right here in Dunkirk, New York at the Wells Enterprises ice cream facility. So creating new jobs, investing new dollars, and great things are happening in Chautauqua County in Western New York. Happy to take any...
We'll start with on-topic questions. Any on-topic?
Can you sort out the funding, like the state's funding, and what they're doing, because I know they announced this last year, but just could you sort out how much?
Part of the money, it's $18 million combined, but $12 million of which is the Excelsior tax credit, which, as you know, is money that the employer gets only after the jobs are created. So this is not up front. This is after the fact. And then there's also $6 million from Empire State Development to help with the construction costs.
Is the $19 million new today, or is the $18 million new today?
The $18 million is to support the $400 million project. Yes, this is one of the elements that we did with the county tax breaks. You have to put together the whole package. And this is what was, I'm going to put the ice cream and the cherry on the top.
Governor, are there clawbacks? Because Wells, unfortunately, in 2022 did have some layoffs. So are there clawbacks if they do not reach their employment targets?
They don't get the money if they don't reach the employment targets. That's the whole genius behind Empire State tax credits, is that we don't give them an advance and hope that they hire someone. They don't get the money unless they've already hired them. So that's what we're focused on, is creating new jobs. And retention. Retention dollar is important as well.
Any other on-topic? Will that move to off-topic? Patrick?
Governor, you and the party chair were quick to endorse Kamala Harris after she was endorsed by the vice president. Why was that important to you, so quickly get behind her and rally your fellow Democrats in the state?
Well, you cannot overstate the influence of the New York State Democratic Party when it comes to our convention. After California, we have more delegates sent to the convention than any other state. So amassing the support here in New York, very quickly, like we did, my personal support immediately, but also last night, securing the support of the New York State Democratic Party and our delegates behind her, really was a good shot in the arm. I mean, it just shows that she is the individual that we're galvanizing behind, that we believe she is the one who's going to be the most successful, and she is the most experienced. I know about being number two. You understand the job. She's been at Joe Biden's side since he first took office, and she's traveled the world and has met with countless leaders and is cares about the same issues that are important to us as New Yorkers. So I wanted her to know that New York State is Kamala Harris country.
Governor, where did the philosophy change? I know a couple of weeks ago the support for many Democrats with President Biden was there, and it seemed to shift and turn to maybe him stepping aside from the presidential race. Where did that philosophy change, Elise?
I can only speak to my own philosophy, and I stay with President Biden because he was our duly elected nominee. He went to the primary process. He was our candidate. And as I said all along, what happens is up to him. So I thought we should give the man the opportunity to either stay in the race or make his own decision based on consultation with his family and his own decision making. And that's the grace I wanted him to have, to make that decision himself, so others can explain their own actions.
With Kamala Harris having the clinching amount of delegates bow to her now, the conversation moves to the vice presidential candidate, talking about a lot of governors, people that you've worked with, Josh Shapiro just south of New York State, Mark Kelly over in Arizona. Have you thought about this at all, as far as who's the best candidate and what the president, candidate?
I'll say this, the best candidate will be the one that Kamala Harris selects. So there's a lot of suspense around this, but I can tell you I also have very, very strong relationship with all the governors. We meet regularly, we communicate, we had a lot of conversations around this process. And so once the nominee is selected, if it's a governor, I'll be happy to talk about what I know about that individual and their ability to win the election, but also have a strong performance in any debates that come up. So whoever she selects will be an incredible asset to the team.
Scathing report, some people would say, on the planning for your climate act, not just yours, Governor, your predecessor too. How do you respond to that, and can you meet these deadlines? Are they going to have to be pushed back realistically?
The world has changed dramatically since 2019 when these were first signed into law. The pandemic, number one, which set back many, many of the construction projects. These are construction projects. This is bringing offshore wind off the coast of Long Island. This is bringing in energy from wind and solar coming in from the Hudson Valley. And also you see the many wind turbines as I was coming into this facility here today. So it's multifaceted, but the pandemic had a strong impact on this. Also, what happened after the pandemic was the global supply chain challenges. You cannot easily get a wind turbine acquired any longer. And so these are some of the challenges that you couldn't possibly anticipate, but we are a state of great ambition. We set high aspirational goals with the objective of meeting them. If we get slowed down a little bit in some areas because of forces beyond our control, that's probably not unexpected. But I have seen the impacts of climate change, the fact that we had over 20 tornadoes, record-setting, more than other states that are in Tornado Alley combined, right here in New York. These are extraordinary times. 1,000-year flooding events, rivers that are raging in areas that had never been flooded the way they are now. So with hurricanes and tornadoes and record snowstorms, we are the first generation that is truly living the effects of climate change, and we're the last generation that can do anything about it. So we're going to continue forging into a clean energy future to help protect our climate, help protect our environment, and I'm not deterred from hitting those goals.
Would you support more nuclear to get there to those clean?
I'm willing to have conversations about all the above. I'm willing to have conversations. No, I don't think that's the answer I gave you. I said I'm willing to consider all sources of energy to get us to meet those goals. We kept missing each other, so I'm looking forward to doing that. I was her schedule is extraordinary. I told her team, we'll catch up. We're going to be good. We do support her, and I'll be happy to report on that. But I've spoken to her many, many, many times in the past. She has come to New York. She stood with me even when I was running for election. She called me right after I became governor, and as a, you know, a fellow woman in politics who understands the unique challenges, we are great support for each other. So I look forward to being there for her in any way she needs me.
Anything on the very crucial New York congressional seats, and what's your role in trying to put Democrats?
Well, I'm meeting with the candidates, letting them know that one of the reasons I'm rebuilding the New York State Democratic Party in a way that has never been in the past, building resources, opening up campaign offices, opening over 35 field offices for our candidates in the battleground areas, sending in organizers, hiring 70 people, college campus recruitment, get out the vote efforts, early voting efforts we'll be talking about, campus registration. So I am very, very hands-on in this because it is critically important that President Kamala Harris has a House of Representatives that is not the obstructionist that it has been, that is actually a partner so we can deliver for New York State. So I am very engaged, have met with our candidates, have talked to them, and excited about the future of making sure that Hakeem Jeffries, right from New York State, becomes the next Speaker of the House of Representatives, because imagine the clout that New York will have with a president who knows our state, has been here countless times, Chuck Schumer, the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, and Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. That'll be a new, whole new era for progress in New York State.